Universalist Church. My name is Lynn Smith. I'm the morning's representative from the board. And welcome to a new church year. It's great to be back together, and I hope everyone had a wonderful summer and you don't have too many mosquito bites to show for it. I'm looking forward to all that we'll be doing together this year. You have to check out our new wall calendar in the social hall. It's brand new. It's laminated month to month, showing all that's going on. And if there's events that you or your committee are planning, please feel free to update those calendars out there. There's dry erase markers for you to use. We have a variety of announcements about church life and activities. Please take time to read any that are in your order of service. Are you looking for a fun and easy way to help LCUUC? Join the Chancel Table Committee. Anyone interested in helping, please see Gina Magnus after service for a short 5-minute meeting, and she's going to meet at the back of the sanctuary. Find your creative side. LCUUC's annual Time, Talent, and Treasure Silent Auction is approaching. For this event, members and friends donate their time, talents, and or treasures. Then on October 10th, 17th, and 24th, everyone has the opportunity to bid on these donated items. Last year, we made over $5,200 for our church. Donation forms are available starting today in the social hall. There is also a wish list, so specific donations can be requested. If you have any questions about the auction, see Kevin and Amy. Thank you. Here's an announcement from our Social Action Committee. After the service, you can sign a letter to the candidates for governor and U.S. Senator, asking them to come to an event to address important social issues. Stop by the table in the social hall to sign this letter, requesting their presence at the October 24th event sponsored by Common Ground. Our high school seniors are invited to learn about the transition program. It is a year-long program that aims to help them examine their UU faith. Part of the program involves meeting with an adult mentor from our congregation. There will be an informational meeting about this next Sunday, September 19th, from 11:30 till noon in the high school room. Seniors and their parents are invited to attend. If you have any questions, see me. I invite you to greet those sitting around you. Hey, Carrie. Oh, okay. You're in the order of service. Is intro? Is that okay? You're going to go after, yeah, right after I'm done here. Is that okay? Okay. If you are visiting us today, we particularly welcome you. Please sign the guest ledger on the visitors table in the foyer. There's a variety of information available on that table about our church and Unitarian Universalism, so help yourself to any that interests you. I will be in the social hall after the service if you have any questions about our church. I'd be happy to talk with you. Or if you've been visiting us for a while and you'd like information about becoming a member, I'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. If you're visiting us with your children, today our children will remain in the service for our water communion. We do have a nursery, which is outside the door over here, if you'd like some help with your younger children. We always enjoy getting to know our guests. If any members have brought guests today, we'd be pleased if you would introduce them. Or if any guests have brought themselves and would like to stand up and introduce themselves, this is a good time to do that. Welcome. 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 Everyone is invited to gather in the social hall after the service for refreshments and conversation. And please put your cell phones on silent mode during the service. I'd like to take a moment just to give a special thank you right now. Is Nancy Broad here? No. Okay. Well, Nancy has provided Sunday service music for us for many years, and she's unable to continue to provide that music, and we wanted to thank her with a card and a LCUC chalice. So we'll be presenting that to her. Music is such an important and inspiring part of our service here at LCUC, and we'll miss her. We are currently looking for musicians within our congregation who might be interested in providing music for a Sunday service or two this year. And if anyone's interested, you can see Paul Fackler, who's the head of the music committee. He's standing in the back there if you're interested. Thank you. I hope you find today's service enjoyable. It's our water communion service. It'll be led by our minister, Reverend Jane Espenson. And okay. Thank you.
And I have one more announcement. I'm Carrie Duma, Director of Religious Education, and I just wanted to welcome you all back and tell you a little bit about our religious education program. Our classes will start up next week, and we're registering the children this week and next week in the social hall after the service, so please stop by the table and fill out your forms to register your children. In our RE program, we teach our children to open their eyes to the wonder of life, to think in new ways, to ask life's big questions, and to search for what is right and true. Our program acquaints children to our rich UU heritage, and we try to teach them to respect and care for the earth. We try to inspire in them a lifelong commitment to peace and justice. We have four classrooms offering religious education for children from kindergarten through high school. Each classroom is taught by members from our congregation who volunteer their time to teach our kids. We're really fortunate to have a great group of teachers this year, as we do every year. Each of our teachers signs a code of ethics form and undergoes a criminal background check. And we use curricula that's approved by the Unitarian Universalist Association at all levels, and we'll be exploring some new curricula this year. And I'm just going to briefly tell you a little bit about what the children will be doing this year and who their teachers are. A lot of the teachers aren't here today, but if you are here, if you could just stand up so people can see who you are as I say your name. Our youngest classroom, our kindergarten to second grade, will have team teachers this year. They include Jim and Janice Tyler, Emily and Jeff Craney, who are here, over here, and Kristen Sandin and Stacy Schick, who Stacy's here too. This group will be exploring questions about the purpose of having a home and the function a home serves as they engage with a new online curriculum from the UUA called Creating Home. Our third to fifth grade teachers are Helen Barra, Joan Regnery, who's not here, Amy Johnson, Beth Pesky is over here, Amy C. over here as well, Dave Johnson and Angel Troyer. So we've got a lot of teachers at this level, and these children will be learning about the biblical literature that's central to our cultural heritage from a UU perspective. Our middle school teachers this year are Lisa Thorstenson, Anna Friss, Janica Yoder, and Kim Sewer, who's here somewhere. There she is. And they will be focusing on peace and justice in their middle school classroom this year. And our high school teachers are Dave Cicero, he's here somewhere, Mike Gorrell, Al Haskell, in back, and Phil Smith. And this group is really going to focus on social action this year, doing a lot of service in the classroom on Sunday mornings as well as other times. They're going to be planning a summer trip to either New Orleans or Appalachia, and they'll be having classroom discussions, and they'll be in the worship service with us once a month as well. So there's information about our programs at the registration table. If you have any questions, please pick up that information or see me any Sunday after the service, or I'm in the office during the week, so let me know if you have any questions. With all this focus on social action, I could use some help with some of the projects that we're working on, so if you're not already involved in our RE program and would like to get involved, please let me know. I could use some help with some things. And I really look forward to getting to know you and your children, as do all the teachers in the classroom. And please let us know how we can make LCUC a big part of your family's life and really a meaningful experience for you and your children. Thanks a lot. Please join us in singing the words in your service for the chalice lighting. We come to this time and this place to rediscover the wondrous gift of free religious community, to renew our faith in holiness, goodness, and beauty of life, to reaffirm the way of the open mind and full heart, to rekindle the flame of memory and hope, and to reclaim the vision of an earth made fair with all her people one.
Please join now in singing the first hymn of the morning, number 123, Spirit of Life, and please stand as you are willing and able. A reading by Emily Brontë. I have dreamed dreams in my life, dreams that have stayed with me ever after and changed my ideas. They have gone through and through me like wine through water and altered the color of my mind.
We now welcome our offertory. If you are a guest or visitor here today, we do consider you a guest, and we ask that you feel no obligation to contribute. Let there be an offering to sustain and strengthen this place, which is sacred to so many of us, a community of memory and of hope, for we are now the keepers of the dream.
At this point in the service, we're going to be doing the joys and concerns. Because this is a special service, we're going to be lighting the candles in silence. There are three candles up front, one that will represent the joys in our lives, one that represent the sorrows in our lives, and one candle in the middle that represents the tolerance that is so sorely needed. I will also be lighting a candle here, which is about the peace that needs to happen in the world and all of those unspoken sorrows that are around us each and every day. And this leads us right into our meditation. This is a moment of silent contemplation, prayer, and reflection. And I will start with these words. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood and human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep, like the rivers. May it be so. Please join now in the second hymn of the morning. It is number 138, Where Gentle Tides Go Rolling By. And you can remain, 136. I don't have my glasses on. Oh, yeah, 136. Where Gentle Tides Go Rolling By. And you can remain seated for this if you'd like to.
gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand. The colors blend and roll as one together in the sand. And often do the winds that wind to send the distant call. The quiet joys of humankind when love embraces all. Where road and wheat together rise among the common ground, the mare and stallion, light and dark, a thunder in their sound. The rainbow sang, the blended flood still heart my heart in thrall. The quiet joys of what we share, where love embraces all. But we have come to plow the tides, the oat lies on the ground. I hear the fires in the field, they drive the stallion down. The roses bloom both light and dark, the winds do sad and call. The running sands recall the time when love embraces all.
Today is our annual water communion service, and this is a service that by and large is celebrated in all Unitarian Universalist congregations throughout the nation and throughout the world where there are Unitarian Universalist congregations. This is a time for us to come together. This is the first official service of the church year when we come together from all of our various corners of the world that we've been traveling, even if the corner of the world is our own backyard. And we come together as individuals. And when we come together as individuals together, we create a congregation. And this congregation is one of meaning and of purpose. It is one of love and compassion and patience and wisdom and truth and challenges. And you come with your heart and your soul, and you come with all of who you are here without any kind of any reason to feel that you need to alter who you are or to subjugate who you are or to edit who you are or to silence who you are. This is a place where your voice matters, and it needs to be heard, and it wants to be heard, and we want to hear it. This service has a tendency, not necessarily here, but the service has a tendency sometimes to become one of what I did on my summer vacation. And that's not what this is about. This is a time for you, if you have brought waters from your travels or from your faucet or from your rain gutter, this is a time to simply say, this is the water that I have brought, and this is what it represents to me. So I will start out in two ways. I will bring water forth that is going to be put in this first bowl, and that is for those of you who did not bring water with you today, because every single person is invited to participate in this service. Then in the blue vase is the water that has been collected over the years here at LCUUC. And so I will start with pouring those waters into the center bowl, and then your waters will be added to that so that we continue to add to our lives here. We add to the tradition here. We add to the history that is this church. So what I'll do is add these waters here. These are the waters that you can use. These are the symbolic waters for those who haven't brought theirs forth. But then what I'm going to do is invite you all to come on both sides of the table and take turns, and we'll have two mics so that you can say what you'd like to say, or you don't have to say anything. You can simply add your waters to the waters in the collected bowl. All children are invited to come too. Everybody has a chance to say what they would like to say about these waters today.
I guess since I'm here, we'll begin. This water represents water of life, water from our home, from our rain barrel, from the water Miles played with in the backyard, and water skiing, and the rain that graced our green garden this summer.
This water represents the water from San Diego, California, that we smuggled through LAX.
And I also want to put some symbolic water in and to symbolize for the plentiful rains that we had this summer, which actually I'm normally up here talking about the dry summer we had and the drought, but this year actually my crops are doing well because of the rains.
This water here represents water from Lake Superior, and to me it represents rebirth.
This water will represent the water from Cass Lake, Minnesota, where our families got together over the summer.
This water represents humidity, which was in abundance this summer. But what brings us all together, whether it's humidity or drought, is, as a group, I think, is a love of nature and the strength and wonder of nature.
Our water is from the Missouri River, which feeds the Mississippi, which runs through the heart of our country and representative of all rivers that pass through our lives and connect us all.
This water is from the IV that I was given, so I was well hydrated for my surgery for a detached retina.
This water is from the Temperance River in Minnesota, where we took a hike on the way back from Canada. And I just would say this is a hike where you can walk over waterfalls without really any railing. So to me, it kind of represents where I am in my parenting journey, which is trying to still keep my kids safe while giving them some independence.
That water is from Billy's Branch, a tributary of the Codaway River, where I showed a group of UUs how to catch and hold and release crayfish with your hands without hurting them and without getting pinched. So it symbolizes to me our connections to the natural world, whether we think about it or not.
Well, this is our symbolic water from our awesome trip to the Mississippi River.
I actually brought water this year. This is from Squaw Lake in northern Wisconsin, and it represents happy memories and love and time with loved ones and family.
This water represents the Wisconsin River, which was too high at 4-H camp to be able to go in. But it was still plenty of love and excitement at 4-H camp.
This water is from Lake Michigan and represents time spent with family.
This water is from my new home. It represents hope, a new chapter in my life, and further growth.
This water is from our backyard and goes to everybody's backyard, and that's why your lawns will need mowing.
This water is from the Little Lakes in Neshota Park, and it represents the healing powers of nature.
This water is from Lake Matanga in northern Wisconsin, and it represents a summer of good memories.
This is going to be representative water from the UW-Madison band camp.
where I auditioned, and represents a new part of my life, including lots of auditions for lots of colleges. So.
This water represents a trip that we took to Illinois this summer and all the wonderful fun we had this summer.
This water is from the Ganges River in India, where my sister went for a month and had a wonderful spiritual journey.
Cole is going to put some water in that is symbolic of our trip to Peru that we got to take as a family this summer. That was just one that we will never forget, the adventure of family traveling together.
This water is from deep, from Mike Growl's spring, from his well. It is water that many of you have shared if you were at the Brewfest. It was in the beer. If you went to the high school sleepover and river rafting, it represents community, connection, and caring.
This water is symbolic of the water that quenches all of our thirst that we receive from the earth that provides us with everything we need, which I learned hiking on the Appalachian Trail this summer.
This water is symbolic of the swamps that surround my home and renew my faith daily. And Christina Hoffman White has asked me to add water for her for the time she spent with her grandchildren on Oconomowoc Lake, for the time she spent on Pickerel Lake with Jason and his family, and for the time she spends in Door County as we speak.
This water represents Flagstaff Mountain, where we had a good family get-together in Colorado.
This water is from the Merced River that flows through Yosemite, where we spent a couple of weeks this summer as a family.
I'm honored as a visitor to be part of this beautiful ceremony. So glad I could take part. Thank you for letting me be part.
This water is from Okauchee Lake, where I barely survived a failed attempt at water skiing, and it represents my gratitude that I can still be here.
This water represents the water I meant to bring from the Wisconsin River, where my whole family got together for the one-year anniversary of my husband's death. This is from our home.
And this water represents the dripping in Tunnel 3 of the Elroy Sparta bike trail, and it also represents discovery and adventure.
This water is from my faucet, and it represents the comforts of home and family.
This is symbolic water from a camp I went to where I learned about the lack of fresh water in the world and that we should be thankful that we live in an area where we have access to fresh water and we should continue to use it in a way that it will be available for generations.
This water represents the tears that a lot of our family and friends shed over the loss of my brother this summer, but really just tears of joy and humor and friendship, and also it represents a little bit of the water in Lake Michigan where we let him go, and probably I'm convinced some of the water that fell in Eagle, I'm just convinced, on the June 21st when he also passed away, so I think he stirred up some of that water.
I'm going to pour symbolic water to represent the idea of water symbolically for me being to flow, and the realization more recently that although my dad passed away about a year ago, I apparently am still not healed about it all.
My water is symbolic also, and it's from Long Island, New York, if I would have thought to get some. I was there resettling Aria for at least a year, probably more, so it represents the transitions in the family that we live in.
This water is from my home, reverse osmosis water, where healing and renewal took place this summer.
This little half inch of water actually comes from at least five or six different places, and it represents things from different places and different pasts coming together.
This water comes from Spring Creek, which is on our property, and flows into Pewaukee Lake, which we try not to use fertilizer, so the neighbors hate us because we don't kill the creeping Charlie.
This is symbolic water from New York and from Appalachia and from the Bahamas, where my wife and my daughter were exploring various opportunities, and it represents hope that my daughters find a good place to go to school.
This water is from Lac La Belle, where Hannah and Sophie celebrated the friendship and joys of the summer.
This water represents my parents' love for me. Every time before I eating apple or some fruit, they always use the drinking water to wash it for me again. They always want to offer me the best.
This water represents Sturgeon Bay, and it stands for friendship and love.
This water is from my house. It represents the union of my family, my son who married a lovely lady from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and gathering with her and the rest of my family in Riverside, California. So it's all about family.
This water represents tears of sadness over the death of my son, Ben. And this water represents tears of gratitude for the wonderful outpouring of love that came after his death. And it represents my love for this congregation and the people in it and for the ministry.
This water represents water from Lake Superior, where we laid to rest a beloved family member and the life we share together.
This is symbolic water from the Minneapolis Convention Center, where I attended my first General Assembly along with six or seven others from this congregation, and represents what's possible when you get thousands of UUs together.
And this is going to be symbolic water from the Baltic Sea. I spent the month of July in Sweden, and I bring you greetings from the future. A place, this water represents where we can go if we care enough and are thoughtful enough to pay attention. Please join now in the final song of the morning, number 122, Sound Across the Waters.
Water, all waters
running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to you, deep peace of the infinite peace to you. Shalom. Go in peace. May you be well.